Did you ever see that yellow crookneck vegetable, sir?
Couchon?
Yeah, or this was, you know, you could eat these.
Well, you can eat
yellow crookneck vegetable.
Squash.
Yeah.
Crookneck squash, yeah.
With any name for it when you let it dry?
No, not that I ever heard. People didn't plant much of that in Gulf of that this section.
Yeah. What kind of melons did you raise?
They raised watermelons, and they raised cantaloupes,
mm-hmm.
and they also raised a variety that was known as French melons.
Cantaloupes, they're what? They're
It's also a mushmelon, a muskmelon.
Uh-huh, mushmelon.
You see, they use possibly different terms. They all possibly meant the same thing, you understand? It depended on the size, maybe, and local terms they were using, you understand?
What type of watermelons did you get?
Well, I remember they used to raise the rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake?
Mm-hmm. But that's all I can recall.
You get that big yellow meat one?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yellow, well, that's a French melon.
Oh.
Down here.
Oh.
You're round.
Uh-huh.
If what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Now, the type of things that would come up in the field after a rain, you know, these things would look like a little umbrella?
Mushrooms.
Yeah. And then the ones you couldn't eat were?
Well, there was toadstools.
Yeah, they were what? They were?
I didn't eat a darn one of them because I was afraid of all of them.
They were poor. They were
poisonous.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm kind of, I enjoy talking with you. I know I'm kind of running off.
Well, you know what I mean. I just have to know what you want. And you got to realize this, that times I may know and used in my life and heard used, they may vary from community to community to some degree.
Yeah.
Even though you'll find a similarity of terms around the river, you understand?
Yeah.
Even... I ran across a term in Creole some time ago I'd never heard, and I'd never heard it expressed. This party used the term fayo,
mm-hmm.
is white beans, in Creole, in the Creole tongue.
Yeah.
And I never heard they spoke of it as white beans before, but never fayo.
Yeah. The, on a day like today, you say we had a what kind of day? We had a
beautiful day.
Yeah,
I would say.
And you know, when the weather, you say there's no what in the sky. There's no
clouds.
No clouds.
A cloudless sky.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But on a day exactly opposite from this, you'd say we were having a what kind of day?
Well, your cloudy day could be one of the day, a foggy day.
Yeah.
There's many terms you could use. Hazy day.
Yeah. You know, the weather is...
Windy day. You understand? There's a thousand terms you could... A windy day could be a cloudy day, too.
Yeah. And, Mr. you know, when the weather is... Say the weather has been nice, and then all of a sudden the wind shifts around and the clouds start coming in, you say, well, I believe the weather is
going through a change.
Yeah. And
when I was a kid, today they speak of the time of you having a cold weather front moving through.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to say, if it was getting cold, we have a cold wave coming.
Yeah.
That's the way they expressed it when I was a child. That was before all these weather reports.
And then maybe the clouds were opening up and you could see a blue sky. And
mm-hmm.
Sun was beginning to shine. You say, I believe it's finally, what? I think the weather is finally
clearing up.
And then you might get a